We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Good morning, 8:30 now. Steve and Ted in the morning. Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward. Fog, mist, 36 degrees. Two cities, two sets of federal charges against an attorney who once represented a porn actress against a president.
Michael Avenatti was charged in Los Angeles with wire and bank fraud after trying to cheat a client out of a large settlement. That investigation took years. In New York, it only took days to get Avenatti on extortion. U.S. Attorney Jeff Berman says sportswear giant Nike was his target.
Avenatti repeatedly pressured the company to agree to pay or risk having Avenatti hold a press conference that he claimed would dramatically drive down the stock price of the company and its market value.
Berman says Avenatti sought $25 million to abandon his threats. Avenatti could face 47 years on the New York charges and 50 more on the L.A. counts. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
The city of Wichita planning a number of improvements, including a new stadium and new facilities for conventions and the performing arts. Mayor Jeff Longwell tells KNSS News.
Unfortunately, there were a lot of things neglected for years in this city, and we're also having to build a $500 million water treatment facility. And right after that, we're going to have to build a new bio-nutrient removal facility. Nice way to say sewer plant.
Longwell says he'd like to see these improvements made without raising taxes on the average citizen. Longwell commented during Mondays with the mayor on the Steve and Ted in the Morning Show on KNSS.
A bill requiring health care providers to tell women that some medically induced abortions can be reversed received first-round approval from the Kansas House.
The House passed the bill on a voice vote Monday after nearly 2 hours of debate. The issue involves medical abortions, which has women taking pills. The proposed bill would require patients be given notice that an abortion can be stopped if a doctor intervenes before the second medication is taken. Opponents say the reversal method is scientifically unproven and controversial in the medical industry. Proponents say the method is a viable option and women should know about all of their choices. After a final vote later today, the bill is expected to head to the Senate. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
A check scam in states well east of Kansas is using a familiar logo. Kansas Information Network's Bradley Jepson explains.
Westar Energy has received several reports of fraudulent checks circulating in Pennsylvania and Ohio with what appears to be a Westar Energy logo. The checks claim to be issued by Continental Stock Transfer and Trust Company and are payable to J.P. Morgan Chase Bank in Syracuse, New York. If you receive a suspicious check that fits this description, please report it to Continental Stock Transfer and Trust Company at 917-262-2386. Learn more about identifying scams at westarenergy.com/scams.
Assisted suicide is heading to the Garden State.
New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy says he'll sign into law a bill passed by the state legislature allowing terminally ill patients to seek life-ending medication. Adult New Jersey residents with a prognosis of 6 months or less to live could request the meds. Lawmakers say they've included a number of safeguards, including requiring patients to make two requests, along with a chance to rescind it. Opponents argue assisted suicide will hurt the most vulnerable in society. New Jersey will join six states in the District of Columbia with similar laws once the bill is signed. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
And now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. With a cool and quiet start to the day, we become mostly sunny this afternoon. Our high 64. A clear sky tonight and not as cold. Our low 47. And then sunny and very windy throughout the day tomorrow. Wednesday's high 73. Partly cloudy and 55 Wednesday night. Then rain chances go up on Thursday afternoon. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now fog, mist, 36 degrees. Southeast wind at 3 miles per hour. 8:35 now, Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS. Time for entertainment news, The Blur, with Ted Woodward. And Ted's going to talk about a tribute to Luke Perry.
Yeah, the late actor. His daughter is sharing a touching tribute in the wake of her father's recent passing.
Sophie Perry taking to Instagram to remember her late father, actor Luke Perry. The 18-year-old shared a never-before-seen picture sitting in the passenger seat of a car holding a dog. Her father is seen behind the wheel, all smiles. She captions, "Miss him a little extra today." A few days after her father's sudden death, the teen thanked friends and fans for what she called their beautiful and heartfelt messages. Perry, best known for his role in Beverly Hills 90210, passed away earlier this month after suffering a massive stroke. He was 52 years old. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Let's catch up on what's going on in the world of music.
I'm Michelle Polino. Lionel Richie fans will be dancing on the ceiling this summer as the legendary singer hits the road with a new tour to support a brand new album. It's titled Live from Las Vegas. It'll celebrate the former Commodore singer's residency. It's due out August 23rd. His upcoming Hello Tour officially kicks off May 28th. Tickets on sale on the singer's website. Barbara Streisand walked back comments she made regarding Michael Jackson's alleged sexual abuse in the documentary Leaving Neverland, saying she feels deep remorse for dismissing the two men at the center of it, writing, "I didn't mean to dismiss the trauma these boys experienced in any way." Streisand earlier said these men both married and they both have children, so it didn't kill them. Meanwhile, Diana Ross tweeted her support of Jackson, writing, "I believe and trust that Michael Jackson was and is a magnificent, incredible force to me and to many others. Stop in the name of love." That's Fox Rocks on Fox News.
All right, what's next for one character on the TV show Empire?
The Fox Celebrity Profile on the future of Jamal, the character on Empire played by Jussie Smollett. Smollett is charged with faking a hate crime. Executive producer Brett Mahoney says the actor is in season 5, just not the final 2 episodes.
It feels actually sort of organic in terms of the storytelling we were doing. It wasn't ideal, but we found an organic way to work it in.
Shooting recently wrapped, but the recent events are having a long-lasting effect on everyone who works on the series.
The cast and crew is a big family, and a family in crisis pulls together and gets it done. That's what we had to do.
And with no commitment yet for season 6, expect the Lion family to be even more ruthless after regaining power of Empire.
Not only does it come as a cost to them as a family unit, to Lucius and Cookie as a relationship, but also the Empire has been badly damaged by Kingsley, by Lucius's illegitimate son. So they have to rebuild the Empire and win back the trust of the fans, and it won't be easy.
Ashley Dvorkin, Fox News.
The internet buzzing for a high school play based on the hit science fiction horror movie Alien.
Drama club students at New Jersey's North Bergen High School pulling out all the stops for Alien, the play, a stage adaptation of Ridley Scott's 1979 hit. The science fiction horror starring Sigourney Weaver tells the tale of a crew whose spaceship is invaded by an extraterrestrial. Students using recycled material for props, including a detailed alien costume made from old vacuum pipes. Clips of the performance getting rave reviews on Twitter. Actor Paul Scheer tweets, "Alien needs to go to Broadway now." The official Twitter account for the film Alien tweets, "We are impressed. 40 years and still going strong." Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
I wonder if the Blob is going to make it on Broadway. Tingler, the musical.
Well, someday.
Yeah.
Someday. An iconic song from the 1960s, among the recordings chosen for induction into the National Recording Registry of the Library of Congress.
Recorded at Memphis Stax Records, most people can recognize this song in just the first few seconds. Soul Man became a number 2 hit for Sam and Dave in 1967. Sam Moore told me he is thrilled with the honor.
It's the original. It's no one else. It's not the Blues Brothers. It's not anyone else but Sam and Dave's voice. So I'm pretty happy about that, you know?
He credits the song's co-author, Isaac Hayes, for putting the song in their hands. Other recordings in this year's induction class include La Bamba by Richie Valens and Schoolhouse Rock. Recordings are named to the registry because of their cultural and historic importance to the nation's recorded sound heritage. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
The reported plans that R. Kelly will sing overseas, that may be fake news.
R. Kelly said he wants to fly to Dubai, but the government says that's a lie. They denied a claim by the R&B singer of planned concerts after Kelly asked a judge permission to travel despite facing sexual abuse charges. The government's Dubai media office said in a statement, authorities in Dubai have not received any requests for a performance by singer R. Kelly, nor are there any venues that have been booked. Kelly's lawyer responded saying, Mr. Kelly had a signed contract with a legitimate promoter, and any information that was included in the motion to travel was from that contract. Kelly was charged February 22nd with 10 counts of aggravated sexual abuse. He's denied all charges. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
There's the Mueller report getting a lot of run. Let's check in with the Late Late Show on CBS with James Corden.
The report was delivered to Attorney General William Barr on Friday, who then released his own four-page summary of the report on Sunday, and now Democrats are calling for the public release of the entire document. And I, for one, cannot wait to read the article that summarizes the four-page summary of the full report, as long as it's brief, you know? If Democrats really want people to know what's in the Mueller report, they shouldn't be demanding the full text. They should be demanding a bingeable Netflix documentary series.
Let's check 70 years ago on this day, the release of the Warner Brothers cartoon Daffy Duck Hunt. It was the first pairing ever of Daffy Duck and Barnyard Dog.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Of course, in this version, a dog belongs to Porky Pig, and they're out duck hunting.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
We watched a little bit of it yesterday, Steve. Yeah, we had a good time.
Daffy.
Yeah, it was good. That was a Daffy Duck Hunt 70 years ago today. It was 20 years ago on this night, the last show on CBS's The Late Late Show for Tom Snyder. Boy, I liked Tom Snyder on late night TV. His last Late Late Show was 20 years ago on this night. Dennis Miller was his guest, I believe, on that finale. 50 years ago on this day, the release in Wichita movie theaters of the movie 100 Rifles. I know Steve McIntosh has seen this movie.
Yeah.
Western, Jim Brown, Burt Reynolds, Raquel Welch, and Fernando Lamas.
I believe there's one scene that's well worth watching, and that's about it.
Film was shot in Spain. What scene is that, Steve? Can't remember?
I don't know.
Yeah.
That's enough. I've
got a couple of Burt Reynolds. I know the scene does. It has to involve Raquel Welch.
It does, but
okay. A couple of Burt Reynolds musings on this movie. Burt Reynolds says, I was playing Yaki Joe, supposedly an Indian with a mustache. He said, Raquel had a Spanish accent that sounded like a cross between Carmen Miranda and Zazu Pitts. And Jimmy Brown was only afraid of two things in the entire world. One was heights, the other was horses. And he was on a horse fighting me on a cliff. It just didn't work. End quote, Burt Reynolds.
Jim Brown on a horse on a cliff.
And here's another Burt Reynolds quote. I played a half-breed, but I made it seem like the other half was this guy from Alabama. I play it nasty, dirty, funky. I look like a Christmas tree. Wristbands, armbands. At the beginning, I even wore these funky spurs. But every time I walked, I couldn't hear the dialogue. Burt Reynolds. That movie, 100 Rifles, celebrating its 50th anniversary today. And it was 30 years ago on this night on NBC, the debut of the TV show Quantum Leap with Scott Bakula and Dean Stockwell, about a guy that time travels, and again, got quite a cult following and made it on the air for 5 seasons on NBC. Here's some from the debut of Quantum Leap.
You still don't remember our project? All right. One end of this string represents your birth. The other end, your death. You tie the ends together, and your life is a loop. Ball the loop, and the days of your life touch each other out of sequence. Therefore, leaping from one point in the string to another
would move you backward or forward within your own lifetime.
Which is our project, Quantum Leap.
Thus, the name of the show. And he time traveled for 5 seasons. Scott Bakula.
And Dean
NBC.
Stockwell.
And Dean Stockwell, yeah. I never missed an episode. Quantum Leap. Debuted 30 years ago on this night. Entertainment News in the Blur is brought to you by Napoleon Appliance Repair. A Christian family-owned business. They do honest work at affordable prices. They'll get you fixed up if you need help with your appliance. installation or repair. Call Terry or Rachel for an appointment, 409-1525, Napoleon Appliance Repair.
844 now, a look at salaries for Bombardier's top executives. Editor Bill Roy, the Wichita Business Journal. Coming up, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.